today was the announcement of a new relationship between Pacific tomato growers and the Coalition of Immokalee Workers. What's historic about this is that for the very first time, there's an agreement directly with one of the most important growers in the agricultural industry, the tomato industry. Because before we've been working with other companies, with East Coast, with Alderman Farms, Lady Moon Farms, and it's been really good, but the agreements have been through the buyers. So this is something that has never happened before.
And tell us what's in the agreement. I hear that there's a code of conduct and that there's a complaint resolution system, a health and safety program, and worker-to-worker education. Tell us about those.
Yeah, under these agreements, there's going to be the plenipotent flowing through their payroll system. There's going to be a code of conduct that's going to have a complaint-based mechanism. And there's going to be also a group of workers within the company that are going to be working with us at the CAW and with the company to identify those points where we might be focusing a little bit more in working together to ensure that the safety of the workers is protected in any circumstances.
There will also be third-party auditing, right, so that a third party can determine whether the code is working.
Yeah, there's a third-party mechanism, a third-party entity that would be formed. Right now, there's something similar going on. There's a group that's working with us in the monitoring of the process, the implementation, and everything. But this is something that is also going to be working relatively soon, where a third party is going to be doing the auditing in Pacific and in other farms, but also in the future. The idea is to have something that can be implemented also in other farms that might, down the road, would decide to come and join us.
And finally, Gerardo Reyes with the Coalition of Immokalee Workers. Give us an update of your campaign for Publix. The CIW wants Publix to pay a penny per pound more for tomatoes that the growers pick. What's the update?
Yeah, right now we are, as you know, we've been focusing in the past in the fast food industry. Several of the most well-known restaurant chains have signed to the agreement saying we are supporting and working with the coalition to implement these demands of penny per pound, the code of conduct, and to ensure the worker participation from the part of the state in the process. So we have that. We have the most important representatives of the world of food providers like Compass, Saramark, Sodexo, Bon Appetit. And now the campaign is focusing on the supermarket industry because they, with the exception of Whole Foods, have remained silent in front of the demands of the campaign, which are asking for the same things, the penny more per pound increase, the code of conduct and dialogue, or the inclusion of the workers from the coalition to be part of the process with them and participating farmers. So right now, it's the opportunity comes to Publix's door. There's a lot of people that are knocking on that door, asking them to do the right thing, to sit at the table with us, sign an agreement. So far, they've been reluctant and basically ignoring this opportunity to do what's right, to do what their consumers are asking for. So there's an increasing and a campaign that's increasing pressure to make them realize that times are changing. The agricultural industry, it's also changing, as we can see with the agreement signed with Pacific. So it is time for them to change too. There are times that are coming ahead of us with a lot of challenges, of course, and a lot of work needs to be done in the ground in order to make sure that everything is happening, established in the codes, established in the agreements. And this is a great opportunity for Publix and other supermarket brands like Kroger, like Ahold, like Trader Joe's, and many others in the country.